Networking is an indispensable skill in the entrepreneurial world, serving as a powerful tool for growth, collaboration, and opportunity. While many people understand the importance of networking, few truly master the art of it. Effective networking goes beyond collecting business cards or adding contacts on LinkedIn. It is about building meaningful relationships that provide mutual value over time. In this article, we will delve into the nuances of networking, exploring why it is crucial for entrepreneurs, how to build and maintain a robust network, and the strategies that can make you a networking maestro. Understanding the importance of networking for entrepreneurs. For entrepreneurs, networking is not just about expanding one's circle of contacts, it is a strategic activity that can profoundly impact the success of a business. Unlike traditional employment, where career advancement often depends on internal promotions, entrepreneurship thrives on external connections. These connections can lead to partnerships, investments, advice, and even customers. In the early stages of a business, an entrepreneur's network can provide essential resources such as mentorship, funding, and industry insights that can help navigate the challenges of starting and growing a business. Networking is also critical for staying informed about market trends, competitor activities, and new technologies. In rapidly changing industries, being part of a well-connected community can give entrepreneurs a competitive edge by providing access to the latest information and opportunities. Furthermore, networking fosters collaboration, which can lead to innovation and the cross-pollination of ideas. By interacting with diverse professionals, entrepreneurs can gain different perspectives that inspire creativity and problem-solving in their own ventures. Building a strong network, quality over quantity. The effectiveness of networking is not measured by the number of people in your contact list but by the quality of the relationships you build. A common mistake entrepreneurs make is focusing on expanding their network indiscriminately, believing that a larger network equates to more opportunities. However, a large network of superficial connections is far less valuable than a smaller network of strong, meaningful relationships. To build a strong network, entrepreneurs should focus on connecting with individuals who share similar goals, values, and interests. This doesn't mean only seeking out people who are like-minded, but rather those who are aligned in terms of professional objectives and ethical standards. Quality connections are those where both parties can derive value, whether through knowledge sharing, collaboration, or mutual support. Another critical aspect of building a strong network is authenticity. People are drawn to genuine interactions, so it is essential to be yourself when networking. Trying to impress others with a facade or overly aggressive self-promotion can backfire, leading to distrust and alienation. Instead, approach networking with a mindset of building long-term relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. The power of active listening and empathy. One of the most overlooked aspects of effective networking is active listening. Many entrepreneurs are so focused on pitching their ideas or talking about their achievements that they forget to listen to others. Active listening involves paying close attention to what the other person is saying, asking thoughtful questions, and responding in a way that shows you value their input. This not only helps you understand the other person's needs and interests but also builds trust and rapport. Empathy plays a significant role in networking as well. By putting yourself in the other person's shoes, you can better understand their challenges, motivations, and goals. This empathetic approach allows you to offer help or solutions that are genuinely beneficial to them, rather than just advancing your own agenda. Networking is a two-way street, and by demonstrating that you are invested in the success of others, you are more likely to receive support in return. Leveraging social media and online platforms. In today's digital age, networking extends beyond face-to-face interactions. Social media platforms like LinkedIn, Twitter, and even Instagram can be powerful tools for connecting with other entrepreneurs, industry experts, and potential collaborators. However, effective online networking requires a strategic approach. Simply adding connections or posting content isn't enough. You need to actively engage with your network by commenting on posts, sharing valuable insights, and participating in relevant discussions. LinkedIn, in particular, is a goldmine for professional networking. Entrepreneurs can use LinkedIn to showcase their expertise, share industry news, and connect with other professionals in their field. Building a strong LinkedIn profile that highlights your achievements, skills, and goals can attract like-minded individuals and open up new opportunities. Additionally, joining LinkedIn groups related to your industry can help you stay informed and connect with others who share your interests. Twitter is another valuable platform for networking, especially for entrepreneurs in tech, media, and creative industries. By following industry leaders, participating in Twitter chats, and sharing relevant content, you can build a following and connect with influential people in your field. However, it's important to be mindful of the content you post on social media, as your online presence can significantly impact your professional reputation. Attending events and conferences. While online networking is valuable, in-person interactions remain irreplaceable. Attending industry events, conferences, and networking meetups can provide entrepreneurs with the opportunity to make connections in a more personal and meaningful way. These events often bring together professionals with shared interests, creating an environment conducive to building relationships. When attending events, it's crucial to be prepared. Research the attendees and speakers beforehand, and identify those you'd like to connect with. Having a clear goal for what you want to achieve at the event can help you make the most of your time. Whether it's meeting potential investors, finding a mentor, or learning about new industry trends, being focused and intentional can lead to more successful networking. During the event, be approachable and open to meeting new people. Engage in conversations, ask questions, and listen actively. Remember that networking at events is not just about exchanging business cards, it's about making a lasting impression and establishing the foundation for future interactions. Following up after the event is equally important. Send personalized messages to the people you met, referencing your conversation and expressing your interest in staying in touch. The role of mentorship in networking. Mentorship is a vital component of networking, especially for entrepreneurs who are navigating uncharted territories. A mentor can provide guidance, share their experiences, and offer valuable insights that can help you avoid common pitfalls and make informed decisions. Building a relationship with a mentor requires a combination of respect, humility, and a willingness to learn. Finding a mentor begins with identifying individuals who have achieved what you aspire to accomplish. Reach out to them with a genuine interest in learning from their experiences. When approaching potential mentors, it's essential to be respectful of their time and to express how their guidance could make a meaningful impact on your journey. A successful mentorship relationship is one where both parties benefit while you gain knowledge and advice. Your mentor gains the satisfaction of helping someone grow. Mentorship can also be a two-way street. As an entrepreneur, you can offer your mentor fresh perspectives, new ideas, or assistance with specific challenges they might face. This reciprocal relationship can strengthen the bond between you and your mentor, making it a more fulfilling and lasting connection. Cultivating long-term relationships. Networking is not a one-time event, it's an ongoing process that requires nurturing. Cultivating long-term relationships is about staying in touch, offering value, and being there for others when they need support. This could involve sending articles or resources that might interest your contacts, congratulating them on their achievements, or simply checking in to see how they're doing. One of the most effective ways to maintain relationships is through regular follow-ups. Whether it's a quick email, a phone call, or a coffee meeting, staying connected ensures that your network remains active and engaged. However, it's essential to follow up in a way that feels natural and not forced. People can sense when someone is only reaching out because they want something, so always approach follow-ups with a genuine interest in the other person's well-being. In addition to individual follow-ups, organizing small gatherings or informal meetups can help strengthen your network. These events provide an opportunity for your contacts to connect with each other, creating a more interconnected and supportive network. Being the connector who brings people together can enhance your reputation and increase your influence within your network. The ethics of networking. Effective networking is not just about what you can gain, it's also about how you conduct yourself in the process. Ethical networking involves being honest, transparent, and respectful in all your interactions. It's important to approach networking with integrity, understanding that the relationships you build should be based on trust and mutual benefit. Avoid using manipulative tactics or misleading others to achieve your goals. While it might lead to short-term gains, unethical behavior can damage your reputation and lead to long-term consequences. Instead, focus on building relationships that are based on mutual respect and value creation. Another aspect of ethical networking is giving back to your network. This could involve mentoring others, sharing valuable resources, or making introductions that could benefit your contacts. By contributing to the success of others, you not only strengthen your network but also build a reputation as a trustworthy and generous professional. Overcoming networking challenges. Networking can be daunting, especially for introverts or those who are new to the entrepreneurial world. Overcoming networking challenges requires a shift in mindset and the development of specific skills. For introverts, it's important to recognize that networking doesn't have to be about large crowds or endless small talk. Focus on building deeper connections with a few individuals rather than trying to meet everyone in the room. Preparing conversation starters or questions in advance can also help ease the anxiety of networking events. For those new to networking, it's crucial to start small. Begin by attending local meetups or joining online groups where you can interact with others in a low-pressure environment. As you become more comfortable, gradually expand your network by attending larger events or reaching out to industry leaders. Another common challenge is the fear of rejection. Not every networking attempt will be successful, and that's okay. Rejection is a natural part of the process, and it's important not to take it personally. Instead, view each interaction as a learning opportunity and focus on the connections that do lead to positive outcomes. Measuring networking success. Like any business activity, it's important to measure the success of your networking efforts. However, measuring networking success can be challenging, as the benefits of networking are often intangible and long-term. One way to measure success is by tracking the opportunities that arise from your network, such as new partnerships, clients, or investments. Additionally, consider the quality of the relationships you've built. Are they leading to valuable collaborations, or are they simply adding to your contact list? Another indicator of networking success is the level of support and advice you receive from your network. If you find that your contacts are willing to go out of their way to help you, it's a sign that you've built a strong and supportive network. Similarly, if others begin to reach out to you for advice or introductions, it's a good indication that you are seen as a valuable connection within your network. Conclusion: the art of networking is a lifelong practice. Networking is not a skill that is mastered overnight, it is a lifelong practice that evolves with experience and reflection. For entrepreneurs, networking is an essential art that can unlock countless opportunities and lead to sustained success. By focusing on building meaningful relationships, practicing active listening, leveraging online platforms, and maintaining ethical standards, entrepreneurs can become effective networkers who not only benefit from their connections but also contribute to the success of others. As you continue to grow in your entrepreneurial journey, remember that the true value of networking lies not in the quantity of connections but in the quality of relationships and the mutual value they provide.